All right, infamous countdown, 3, 2, 1. What the fuck is up, everybody? Welcome to the Great Girth Podcast. I am one half of your favorite, Tony, here with my other half, Mr. Austin Rawlson. Austin, buddy, sounds like the world is falling apart, judging by what we were just last talking about. And hey, funny enough, you mentioned it, because I've been kind of wrapping my mind around just the world currently, the way things have been going. I mean, I just watched Civil War, so
I great watched timing. I went and watched that Thursday night.
Me too. I went with a work friend and my wife and his woman, and we I wanted to see it Thursday, dude, because most people don't know that opening day is usually the day before, right, at like 7 p.m. So yeah, I just was like, I'm gonna go see it early and beat the crowd. And I liked it. I didn't think it was bad. I mean,
okay.
It's not perfect.
The first thing I saw when I watched this movie, I went, wow, Gwyneth, the past couple of years have been real rough on Gwyneth Paltrow. That's the first thing that popped in my brain.
You mean Kirsten Dunst?
No. I thought, man, the world's been real bad to Gwyneth Paltrow. And about halfway through, I went, oh, shit, that's Mary Jane.
That's Mary Jane. Gwyneth Paltrow. Dude, I haven't seen her in anything since her younger days, but I don't watch a lot of movies, so I really don't know much about like what she's up to. But yeah, other than that, I'm like, dude, I don't fucking know jack.
But yeah, that movie's pretty good. It pissed me off a little bit when that like old black guy fucking went and saved their lives, and then he got shot, and they're like, hey, just climb in the back here and slowly die. We're not gonna put a bandage on you, put pressure on you, do anything. You're just going to sit there and bleed out because fuck you, I guess.
I won't say who, but I saw the ending coming.
Everybody did.
Yeah, I saw that coming. I missed it because I had... That ending is stupid. Yeah, well, I missed it because, dude, I had a couple beers and shit, and I was, like, having to get up and pee. I had to go up, like, 5 different times, and I just missed the ending when they cap that person. But I saw the infamous shot with the president, so I mean, it was okay. Realistically, man, my only complaint about that movie was I wanted more action. I wanted to see the actual war. But I like that we don't know what caused the Civil War. I like that we don't actually know the political divide. I also like that
the thing is, when I went in this movie, I'd be like, oh yeah, let's go America. But they give you enough where you're like, oh, shit, California and Texas teamed up.
Right.
You know how bad the government had to fuck up for California and Texas? This is done. We're done.
Yeah, dude. I kind of liked it. And, like, you know, I was talking to a friend who also watched it, and he was just like, you know, I was disappointed that they didn't tell you what started it and why people were fighting. But I had to stop him and tell him, like, dude, maybe in today's political climate, that was the smartest thing to do. Because if you're going to make a movie that explains what happens when sides fight, you can't lean politically either way. So
what I think they did is they set this up very vaguely in case this does really well. Now they can have 9 other movies.
Oh, dude, mark my words. There's more coming. I mean,
which I'm hoping. Give it to me.
I want to see it because here's the thing. Like I said, there's room for more. That's the thing. Like, if they were the smartest thing they could do in this situation is do a show, do a series on Netflix or whatever. And literally, dude, they can do the buildup, or they can even do the days after what happened. Or we can get like days before what happened. They've created a universe that's so big that normally I don't want that shit because I hate fucking big universes and cinematic universes. But this would be perfect. There is plenty of room for storytelling. So, like I said, man, I enjoyed it. Chanel wasn't happy. She hated it. But I liked it. I think the reason I liked it is the reason a lot of people hated it, which is it's a contemporary film. It's a journey. It's literally a road trip movie. And a lot of people didn't like that. And I was like, dude, I loved it because it showed you what society looked like on the outside. It showed you how bad things have gotten without having to go too far into detail. Like, bro, tell me not. Jesse Plemons, man, amazing actor. he stole the show in the trailer and he did it in the movie. And he's only in it for like 2 or so minutes. But man, that motherfucker is intense. Super uncomfortable. He is a great actor, dude. And I was just like kind of upset we didn't get more, but also like, dude, thanks for not ruining the mystique of that character. Because again, the idea is to show you how bad it's got. There are people like that in that world, well, this world. So, I mean, I liked it for all those reasons. But yeah, I admit I was like disappointed because, of course, I wanted to see what happened and all that. But how can you make that work when it's a film that's supposed to show you why us not getting along doesn't work? So,
quick spoiler alert. Everybody close your ears for about 2 minutes.
Yes.
The way she dies is so fucking stupid. It pissed me off. Why would you push her down and stand straight up in a line? Both of you go to the ground.
So her protege can picture it. Bro, tell me not. That was actually kind of ironic. Because remember, she asked, like, yeah, you gotta photograph me? And she's like, what do you think, dude? And I kind of like that because it's full circle. And, dude, you can say what you want about Kirsten Dunst or Kristen Dunst, however the fuck. I typically don't care for her as an actress, but I believed her as a journalist that needed that story, but knows what she's getting herself into and is kind of just becoming disillusioned with everything. She did fucking good. She was really good in that movie. I typically don't care for her, but again, I didn't see her. I didn't see Mary Jane throughout this movie. I did at first. I was like, oh boy, she is clearly in her 40s or 50s, probably late 40s at this point. But aside from all that, Civil War was cool. I thought it was great. Maybe we'll do a review on that. I don't really want to because it's so soon, but I also don't want to wait too long. So we'll see.
No. You know what? The review is it's a 6 out of 10 movie. Good enough. Go see it.
I was going to say, I'd give it a 4 out of 5. It was a great movie. I mean, like I said, it's not perfect. There's plenty of places to fix, but for what it's worth, it did everything that I wanted it to do. So I thought it was good. Now, moving on to actual war shit, we have some breaking news. Austin, why don't you take it away? Because you're a little more keyed in on this than I am.
So, Iran has possibly started World War II or World War III. Iran has launched 150 drones and missiles at Israel. They are claiming that it is in self-defense, which how the fuck could it be self-defense? They haven't even touched you.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm like, how?
The United States and Britain have both flown down intercepting missiles and intercepting drones and Iron Dome. So out of 100, this is how awesome we are at war, guys. They shot 150 missiles. 5 have right. hit. 5. We have stopped 145 missiles between the United States, the UK, and Iron Dome. So, yeah, we're better at this than everybody. But anyway, they're attacked. And now Iran, the Ayatollahs in Iran, Ali Khamenei, Khamenei is announcing that he's saying, America, stay away. If you don't stay away, then you're going to regret it. Like threatening he'd attack Americans. Which, blow me. Let's be honest, that'd be the greatest mistake of his entire life. If he attacked killed an American.
Please do. I welcome it because I love the outcome.
And now Russia is saying like they back that threat from Khamenei.
I don't care what anyone says, dude. Fuck Russia. I've never been a fan of Russia, dude. I do not. I'm afraid of Russia. I'm afraid of China, dude. It's so much so that I'm like, fuck them. But keep going.
So right now, we're kind of, and poor Iraq in this whole situation. I feel so sorry for Iraq. But like, yeah, it's ridiculous. Latif Rashid, who's the president in Abdul Rashid, who's the president in Iraq, I feel sorry for this guy because what do? You side with Iran sitting on your literally right on your border.
Right.
Or
I'm like what do you do in that situation?
Or do you like side with the Americans, which Iraq's not really known for, and then you risk Desert Storm 2.0.
Right.
My big thing is Iran, if you want to play games, play games, but ask your grandpa's what happened in 1990, and you probably think twice.
I mean, I feel like our country is in need of a good old-fashioned American ass-whooping, dude. Like, that's the patriot in me. I know the war is bad. It's not good for a lot of reasons, but I'm an old-school guy, man. One of the coolest things I ever saw, and I've talked about this on the show numerous times in the past, but I'm going to bring it up again because it goes back to what we're saying about war. I remember seeing this fucking post, dude, on Facebook, and it's a picture of the Twin Towers. You know, like, both fucking what are you doing right now? That sounded like the biggest laugh ever. I know I'm over here talking like Twin Towers and there's fucking balloons. But it's a picture of the Twin Towers, dog. And, like, it's a little kid looking up at the towers. Well, next to it, in the side-by-side, is the boy grown up as a man and as a soldier. And it says, I've waited my entire life to kill you. And that resonated with me, because when I was a kid, I saw that shit, and I was just like, damn, that was my taste into other countries hate us. So I kind of, like, in a weird way, I'm pro-war. I'm more pro just, like, you know, talk shit, get hit. Because for whatever reason, dude, our country is not allowed to do anything that every other country does. Going all the way back to fucking hot topics that I get so sick of hearing about, dude. We're the only country that does the same shit as everyone else does. But where's the problem? So, I mean, in my opinion, I think we're overdue for a World War III. What do you think is going to happen, though?
I think Emmanuel's full of shit. I think he's trying to act tough. But really, I think they're trying to, you know, flex some muscle. But at the end of the day, even though Joe Biden's fucking 1,000 years old and has to use note cards in interviews, even Iran knows that they kill an American, he'll have no choice but to fuck them up. So I think this is really like a Mexican standoff where no one does anything.
I was just about to say, it sounds like could be a Mexican standoff. I mean, who knows? But see, here's the thing, though. Russia and, like, all those other countries, they've been fucking with us for years and threatening us and shit. I'm pretty positive we've been doing it back in some way, but they've never really done anything. And I think it's because they know that regardless of whether we have the manpower or not to wipe them off the face of the earth, I think they know that if they try it, obviously we're going to retaliate. The problem with that is, though, is both kingdoms are to waste. It could be the entire world for all we know. That was their big fear back in the day with Oppenheimer and all that. They were like, you know, what if we build something that fucking ends humanity? And I think whether or not we have those tools, if we just drop enough bombs, both sides, that could literally be the outcome. So I think that that's one reason why us and them haven't done shit. And there's a lot of other reasons too. You got to think about the innocent lives that are over there, which I hate to say it, but we have to. As much as I've always been like, nah, fuck that, dude. They have a problem with us. Let's go fucking wreck them. But you got to do the right thing. I don't know. I just think that it's still strange that hating Jews is the new thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, like, you know.
Well, the thing is, hating the Jews happens like it's a new fun thing every, you know.
Like what? 30, 40 years?
25,
yeah.
30 years.
Yeah, because in the 90s, there was I was reading an article on this. There was a pretty big surge in, like, Jew hatred and shit in the 90s because of the same thing that South Park was making fun of, which was that this idea that Jews control Hollywood and Jews control this and that, and that there's, like, they're part of the Illuminati or whatever bullshit conspiracy. I really don't know why, but we follow a podcaster on Instagram. I'm not going to say who, but he's been posting a lot of anti-Jewish shit to the point where I'm like, this is borderline racist, dude. You're talking about somebody's skin color. You're talking about their birthplace. Like, not just their country, but their religion. Like, you're basically shitting on this person and using scientific fact. But it's all racist. It's weird, dude. I'll have to send you a link to it. But they're one of those, like, oh, it's all Zionist propaganda. Don't believe that shit. The Jews are the enemy. And they sound like Alex Jones if Alex Jones was Al Sharpton. Because Al Sharpton's allowed to be racist, but Alex Jones is white. So if you combine the two, you got this guy. I'm going to have to show you this shit, dude. It's crazy. But, like, there are tons of people out there, man. I mean, there's conspiracy theorists that, again, we follow another person that's like this. They believe that there's a chemical that there's a chemical that black people have, right? They believe that their skin is a superpower, and that's why the white race is less than. I'm like, okay, but that whole rhetoric right there, that's racist. Like, how do you not see that? You're shitting on another race to put yours up above them. Like, why is that a thing? But scientific, and ultimately it comes down to that bullshit we hear called equality and diversity. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I had to go on that fucking rant, dude, because, yeah, there's a lot of that. But back to what we were saying about World War III. I think that it needs to happen. The only problem is we've gotten lucky enough that war has never touched home. Like, active war. So the question is, yeah, where do we do World War III? You know what I mean? Like, where does that take place? I would imagine if we were smart enough, we attack the homeland, so we're back in Iran, or fuck it.
Yeah, if it happens, it's a land invasion in Iraq. Or in Iran.
Yeah, it's going to be us back there spoon-feeding those people again, which I understand why people wanted to pull our guys out. And I agree to a certain extent. We were really doing nothing over there. But...
You know how many Americans died in the final year of Afghanistan if you don't include the pullout?
No, who? I mean, how many? Sorry. True. Zero. That's true. Well, no, that's why I
was saying... The great lie that was told to people was in Afghanistan, we were spending major blood and treasure. No, we weren't. That's a lie. You're wrong. People who say that, they lie because they, America should stay out of people's business. No. You know what happens when we stay out of people's business? 9/11 happens. Pearl Harbor happens.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, that's why I was like, one big but. The but is, I think we were doing great spoon-feeding those fuckers because, again, yeah, let's nothing be happened clear. After that.
When Bush was president and we were in Iraq, Iraq was great. Obama becomes president, he pulls out of Iraq too fast. And the great lie that people tell you is that we pulled out of Iraq with Obama, but we didn't. Obama pulled out, Al-Qaeda and ISIS came in, and Obama, while saying online, like, oh, ISIS are just a JV squad, we don't got to worry about them, surge troops back in Iraq, and we were back in Iraq. So people pretend like the Iraq war ended with Obama, but no, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, those are all people that are just anti-war. Most anti-war people will say, we just spend money, and it's all about money.
So we're back, we're in Afghanistan, we're in Iraq and Afghanistan, we're in Iraq a lot less because we pulled out very, very slowly over the course of, 8-9 years.
Right.
Now we're in Afghanistan, and did Biden learn his lesson from the Obama pullout in Iraq? Of course not. He decides, hey, you remember how horrible the pullout in Iraq was? Let's do it 20 times worse in Afghanistan. Pulls out, leaves a power vacuum, and now the Taliban controls Afghanistan again, you fucking retards. When will we learn?
Come down to ISIS, Toyota ISIS, the good ISIS.
The good ISIS.
The good ISIS,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, you kids, I like to have fun, but you see that?
He's like, come down to ISIS today or I'm going to fucking kill myself and everyone here. But anyway, that's how this feels. I mean, yeah, dude, like, I agree to a certain extent. War is costly. It's fucking... Sometimes it really is, like, just not the answer, but it's one of those things, dude, where it's what do you call that? It's like tough love. It's tough parenting. You got to be tough. You got to be straightforward. And the straightforward answer is, we are not free when we're under attack. It doesn't matter if you care about everybody in the world. We are not free. Here's the problem with the left. They don't understand that a lot of other people, I'm saying people because it could be numerous countries, but the left doesn't understand that a lot of people hate us. They fucking hate us.
Right.
And I kind of understand why, but I also don't give a fuck because they can fuck themselves. That's my opinion on it.
One of the big problems also is people assume that people in other countries and different cultures think like us.
Yeah, and
they go, oh, I love my kids and I wouldn't want them to die in a horrible disaster. Or I love school and I think schooling is important. And I think it's important to have like safe drinkable water. No, these people don't think like you. They want their children to be blown up and murdered because it turns them into martyrs. They don't care about school. They think that all women should stay at home and do nothing but cook and clean, and they should go to school. They shouldn't learn anything. These people don't think like you. They're not like you. They're not humane like you. Man, these are disgusting. They have disgusting, backwards, loser culture. There's a whole bunch of people out there. No culture is worth it. Wrong. Wrong. Western cult, you like everything you own? Congratulations. That's Western culture. Do you like going to school? I was going to say
it's Western.
Congratulations. That's Western society. You like being able to go to work and pick your job? That's Western culture. Do you like owning a home? That's Western culture. These cultures don't value property. They don't. All they value is, in Russia, all they value is territorial expansion. They don't care how many kids they have to send to their debt in order to expand their territory. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, they don't care about, we need to have the most educated people. They don't care that we need to make sure everybody's equal. They don't care about equality. They don't care about freedom. All they care about is martyrdom. And they don't have the same priorities as you, so stop attributing the same priorities to these people.
Well, that's goddamn, dude. Note to self: don't mix Evan Williams with Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. Ugh. Anyway, I literally just had this conversation with a coworker of mine, a close friend of mine, because we were talking about war, and we were both on the same page where we felt like war is costly. We feel like sometimes it really is all about money. But then I had to remind him, like, dude, sometimes we have to get in these positions, though, because if we don't stand up, these fuckers take advantage of us. And the problem is there's people in this country that support that. And I was just trying to explain to him, like, look, dude, I'm not saying that you're necessarily wrong, but what you're not understanding is that just like me, I make this mistake, too. Not everybody thinks like you do. And I tried to tell him that. I'm like, yeah, you may have a lot of people on the left that are like, oh, war is useless and blah, blah, blah. Not everyone thinks that way, though. And again, just like other countries, not everyone thinks like that. Some countries actually want to go to war with us. And so for us to sit there and go, oh, the bigger thing to do is to not engage. Like, how the fuck do you think hostile takeovers happen? Our country is so successful because of the brutality that we have done. People like to call it whatever they want, dude. I'll stand by that fucking word. I don't care what people say. I'm on that fucking island with all the others like me. We conquered. Pure and simple. I'm sorry that some people are stuck in place. I'm fucking sorry that we are successful. Like, cry me a fucking river, dude.
We're better at war than you. Deal with it.
Deal with it, yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry that you live in a country where you have the fucking freedom to chase your dreams, do what you want. Oh, and if you don't like your job, I don't know, get a new one or go to college, even though I think that's useless. But, I mean, you get what I'm saying? Like, oh, so sorry that our country is so terrible. You have the right to act like a bitch. I'm just kind of feeding this rant because, like, this shit does really fucking piss me off. And I know for a fact we're going to have a lot of TikTokers with no profile picture and useless names commenting with their bullshit. You know, like, I already know it's coming, dude. So if you're still watching this at this point, 25 minutes in, or you're watching this reel or a clip or whatever, and you have something to fucking type, at the very least, show your face. Or be a bitch like you are. Anyways. Also,
while we're on this crazy topic of foreign news, do the giant stabbing that happened in Australia?
No, Mike.
Boy, mate.
Well, let's hear it.
There's fucking 6 people dead and you're talking like that.
But they're going down under. Sorry.
So, remember, Australia banned all the guns, so this would never happen, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, 6 people are dead.
I was just about to say.
Like, 6 people are dead and, like, 8 people are hurt because some dude went on a mass stabbing attack in Sydney.
Right. See, we should take knives away now because that's how we took guns away. It worked perfectly. I already know there's going to be a lot of people upset. Like, whatever, dude. It is what it is.
The cops did shoot the piece of trash, so.
I have a stupid question that you might be able to answer. This is how uneducated I am. Isn't it true in the UK the police don't have guns? Or are they the ones that have guns but citizens can't own them?
Yeah, they have guns, citizens can't.
Well, because I was talking to a buddy about the whole gun thing, because he's not like, he's not anti-gun, but he is like pro-gun control, which, again, I've told him, like, dude, there's no such thing as gun control. It's just control. Because if you take out gun and just put control there and you figure out what control actually means, it's, again, controlling your rights. So, I mean, what you mean is gun safety. You know, user safety. Like, that's what you mean. Because just like the knife, dude, it's not the gun's fucking fault that people are dead. It's the motherfucker that used it.
Yeah, no. And the thing is, you're never going to be able to stop evil people from doing evil things.
Bingo.
We need to address what causes people to do these evil things, not how. We need to figure out why people are doing these evil things, the way, the place to interject here is when they stop them from thinking about doing evil things, not trying to stop them when they've already decided to do it.
Exactly. The idea is to prevent these things from happening with at least a small percentage, because again, you cannot prevent tragedy. You really just can't prevent it. I mean, you can try, but dude, shit just happens. People just snap. I mean, you could be a person with a gun who's never had a violent history. You might have a mental problem and then you fucking snap. Unfortunately, those things happen, but blaming the gun, please. Like, honestly, dude, I've said this before on the show too, and I've said this in my daily life. If I ever die in an active shooter situation, please, dude, don't let fucking liberals use my death to take away your guns. Like, please don't. Because I know for a fact, if I died there, I mean, I'm probably in heaven at this point, or hell if you hate me, but picture I'm in one of them, and I get there, and they're like, you know what happened, right? I'm like, yeah, I was killed by a motherfucker that had no dick and probably no dignity. And he decided he was going to take everyone with him because, again, he's a piece of shit. And I'm like, is he dead? Yeah, the cops got him or he killed himself. Either way, good. I'm glad he's dead. However, I'm in heaven now. Let's party. Or I'm in hell now. Let's party. So please don't let fucking people try to blame the gun. The gun didn't kill me. It's the pink-haired chick that had a problem with me. So please. Dude, honest to God truth, like, I was just telling my dad this because I was texting him the other day, and I was like, well, how this whole conversation started is he texted me, and he was like, dude, my age is showing because I said something that was kind of borderline racist, or at least to me it was funny. And he's like, but your stepmom had to nudge me like, shh. And I was like, bro, I deal with that on a daily basis. Like, I talk a lot of shit online, so there are people probably looking for me if they don't like me that much. Usually they're the people on TikTok that act like they don't watch the show. But let's just say they find me, right? And I was like, dad, I've developed a system. I look at the hair color. Is it pink? Is it blue? Might be a threat. And then like Dave Chappelle said, dude, look for knuckles and Adam's apples, man. Make sure you're checking. You'll know where the threats are coming from. But yeah, that basically, because I talk a lot of shit, if I die and it's not natural causes and it's not like anything else, it's if it was an active shooter situation, most likely I was there because I was there at the wrong place at the wrong time. I want to say that's not the case at all. I want to say, get out of him. Get out of Austin. Anytime someone sneezes, I assume they're being invaded by a demon. But yeah, no, if I'm not killed, just don't worry, it's just cancer. Can we continue? But no, yeah, if I'm not killed for being at the wrong place at the wrong time during an active shooter situation, it's because I talk a lot of shit. And the pink haired girl found me, and she completed her mission. But don't let her get that satisfaction. Please.
The transgenders have been located as it's time to move to the bunker.
Don't worry. We'll never have a problem, because if we ever see someone coming for us, let's apply the job application and they'll all start running away.
Dude, I'm serious. I was telling my fucking police officer friend, dude. I was like, bro, you guys need to just stop shooting sandbags. Stop macing these motherfuckers. They're running around saying it's violent and inhumane. It may be, but I agree with it. Either way, change up your tactic. Here's what you got to do. Load that fucking beanbag launcher full of job applications. They will run. They will not. Because we all know at the end of the day, privilege is not working hard to afford to have a healthy and happy life. Privilege is the ability to not work and not have to worry about rent getting paid or groceries in your fridge so that you can go protest the police. That, my friends, is privilege. So, if you shoot a job application at them, they're going to run. To them, that's not privilege. They already are enacting their freedom of privilege by standing there, being annoying, getting on my fucking nerves, and more wanting me to just run them over. Or at least I want that. Sorry, I can't stand these motherfuckers. Again, dude, it really isn't a left or right thing. Because you could be a right winger and act like a protester and hog the fucking road when I'm trying to get to work.
Yeah, I've got no sympathy for protesters. All I'm saying, if you're sitting in the middle of the interstate trying to shut it down, you get hit by a car, sounds like your problem.
Yeah, it's your problem. You were in the way, you blocked traffic, and you're an asshole. It's completely your fault. I actually got into an online beef. It was a temporary beef. It lasted an hour, but it was just back and forth arguing. So this guy was like, and again, dude, I'm not going to lie, I inserted myself where I wasn't needed or wanted. But this guy's on Twitter, and he posted he commented on another person's Twitter who posted a fucking tweet with a video of protesters getting mauled. The story is the woman that was driving the car had two children and she was pregnant and she was feeling it. This might be the day. She's in traffic. These idiots are blocking the way. So she fucking pummels them the second they start hitting her window. Smart on her. I'm happy that she's healthy and living her life. Anyway, this fucking idiot comments and he's like, when are we going to realize that running people over is not the answer? Like, how corrupt do you have to be? And so I commented like, oh, you're one of those, right on. Just to let him know, like, I know what he's doing. And then he comments back, oh, an account with 3 followers, right on. And I was like, oh, you motherfucker, you got me. Now I gotta come back. And so that's why we don't have Twitter anymore. But arguing back and forth with this idiot about how I'm like, dude, if you punch somebody and they punch you back, and you sue, you're kind of a pussy. You're a little bit of a bitch. Like, to sit there and pretend like you can do whatever you want and there's no consequences. Yeah, motherfucker. Of course that lady ran them over. She was pregnant, you fucking idiot. You fucking dickless piece of shit. Like, what's your problem? You know what I mean? Fuck, dude. That's so annoying. But that's why we don't have Twitter. People like that are why we have protesters, because they really think that protesting is the fucking answer to anything. If we've not learned anything at all about protesting, dude, let's go back to the old days when college students were on campuses and they got fucking mowed down. It still happens to this day, dude, with the police. Like, where in your mind are you just like, oh, yeah, dude, there's no way I'm going to get maced or fucking hit with some sandbags. I'm probably not going to get teabagged. But, like, have you not learned your lesson, dude? I get it. People think that protesting is going to change shit. It kind of doesn't. What it really does is that it just makes people talk and bicker online, and then nothing happens. So thanks for wasting our time while we're on the topic. Oh, motherfucker. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just saying, I don't. Yeah. A lot of these people do these stupid, retarded protests, and then, like, they make everybody hate them. Like, good job. You did the opposite of what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm like, hey, you just made it worse for yourself. So congratulations. But at the end of the day, dude, who gives a fuck what we have to say, right? Everyone thinks that we're in a trailer. It's the funniest shit, dude. I just did an episode with Alex, our boy Alex, the Bear of Texas. And we did a, this episode will probably drop the same time if you're watching this one. So it's a little bonus episode we recorded, and we read off a lot of, well, it turned into me reading off a lot of my comments, but, like, I read a lot of our negative shit. And, dude, I had a heyday with it because I was mentioning the fact that a lot of people were like, this guy needs to get out of his trailer and touch the grass and this and that. And it's just like we were talking about in the last episode where I was like, dude, I really want to take this fucking camera and get up from my chair at my desk, walk out of my son's room where I record because I'm ghetto and live in a trailer, walk down the steps of my apartment, go out to my big ass fucking living room and be like, oh, look at this trailer. Look at this beautiful trailer. Dude, no one gives a fuck what we have to say at the end of the day, of course, but that's why I started this podcast. I like to have an opinion, and there's a lot of people that like to hear it. There's a lot of people that don't, but for whatever reason, they continue to come back and listen. So thank you to both of you. But World War III needs to happen. I say all the rants that we've wasted time on just to say that we do need a World War III. However, I'm a pussy. Probably not going to fight that shit. They may not even accept me. I'm 31.
I would say, I'm not going to lie, you're too old, and you're honestly probably well overweight.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. That's how I felt about it. And I have asthma, by the way. That's
then you're fucked. You're not... Well,
I found out this, because when I was like 19, dude, I wasn't as big, but I was borderline, I was pushing it. And my asthma was worse. I don't know why. It was worse when I was a kid, but I talked to a fucking army recruit, dude. And I was like, I can't do anything because I'm practically useless. And he's like, oh, no, we'll put you to work. He was like, honestly, dude, if you were to tell another person that, they probably aren't going to believe you, even with proof. And they're going to make you run. And then you'll get healthy. Or they're going to put your ass at a desk and you're going to check in other personnel. He was like, so, I mean, you're serving your country, but it's not the way that you would want it. And I was like, that's the way I want it. Cause I'm a pussy here. Like, I mean, okay, if I didn't have a choice, for sure I'm going. But
I'll tell you what. If I was to serve, I wanted to do the Navy. And I went and did my physical and I failed it because the way my necks and my because of my migraines, I couldn't do it. They wouldn't take me.
Well, I guess they won't take people that have bipolar.
Yeah, that makes sense. You don't want your dude shooting somebody.
Well, yeah, you don't want someone to get mad and they fucking kill the one hostage. What are you doing? We want you now! We needed him! And he's like, he wasn't giving us dick. Again, why'd you kill the mom, too? I'm having a bad day, man. Like, but yeah. Damn, I went on a big ass rant. I just realized that I'm a couple shots in, so there we go. But honestly, dude, not necessarily that we need a World War III, but more drugs. Have you tried drugs? No, we don't need a World War III. We need a draft. Because, dude, some of these motherfuckers that bitch about capitalism on their iPhone in a Starbucks on Wi-Fi that's free. some of these motherfuckers do need to have their asses handed to them a little bit. I'm not saying they got to go over there and die. I'm just saying they got to go over there and experience what it's like to, A, be a man, and B, put your money where your mouth is. Because these social justice warriors, dude.
And also to see how fucking lucky you are.
Well, that's the thing, too, dude. You can be a sharpshooter. You could be fucking Rambo. You might die. That's just the reality to it, dude. It's not a fucking movie. It's not a fairy tale. It's not fucking Star Wars. Like, dude, people die. But I feel like learning that responsibility, learning how to be someone who has to survive and someone who has to basically be put in a position where it's that person's life or yours can make you grow. But again, these are all the nutless assholes that comment on TikTok who've never a day in their life have ever probably been in this position. I mean, dude, even when we talk about the police or we defend the police, the same thing, dude. A bunch of soy boy nutless cucks or pink-haired chicks love to run their mouths on Wi-Fi that they're probably not paying for. And if they're paying for it, they got a premium on it, and it's cheap because that's the beauty of capitalism. But fuck capitalism, right? I feel like if we make a draft and some of these motherfuckers have to go, they'll learn to keep their mouth shut. They'll learn, dude, like what it really means to love and accept the fact that you are free in this country. Because that's the problem. We're not in a position where it's being taken away from us. We are slowly with some rights, especially, you know, like trying to take our kids away from us and shit and implement trans and all that pedophilia shit. But we're not really in a position where people are losing their right to act like a piece of shit online. So I feel like if we did a draft, dude, some of these guys might change. But then again, there's the backside to it. Then you get another protest. Then we're back to the 1950s and 60s. But I feel like if we just fucking force these people or arrest the ones that don't go, we'll see a shift. We'll see a change in attitude, at least a little bit. Might have a few of those veterans that had to go and didn't want to go and turn into a bitch like Tom Cruise on the 4th of July. It's a good movie. I like it. It's a good movie, but it's anti-war. Like I said, I'm not anti-war, but I do believe there are some wars that we really don't need to get invested in. However, I believe in tough love, which is if we don't get involved in a lot of these, we're going to get raped. So, ta-da, fucking fighting for freedom. Yeah, I'm quite sick of it, man. Our country is in a weird position. We were just talking about civil war and shit like that on the last episode. Like, or not the last episode, the one before that, where we were talking about when do you think it could happen. And as much as I love Alex, I thought he was nuts for saying this year, but I'm starting to wonder, like, in the next couple of years, how bad shit's getting. We'll fucking see, though, man, because at the same time, the saving grace is this. Even though we're all fighting, I doubt any of us are going to do much about it. I think a civil war, if anything, dude, that movie taught me this. A civil war would probably happen if we had a president that was that shitty. And we haven't had one thus far. You can say Trump, but honestly, it's because you can't get your dick hard when he says something. Or your feelings hurt or whatever. You know, you just don't like him because you're a bitch. That's all there is to it.
Well, that's just the same thing. Like, people are all talking about, like, oh, my God, we're close to civil war. This is going to be the last election. If that was true, like, if that was really true, there'd be people selling their houses and, like, crazy levels and leaving where they're at to go to all the same locations. Just, there would be a lot of telltale signs.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that it wouldn't happen overnight, dude. It would take time. I believe it would take 5 to 10 years for it to fully go into effect. So for like 5 to 10 years, you would see little signs of things happening that ultimately lead to that, you know, that explosion. You got to build up combustible, blah, 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 right? That's how I think it would happen. I don't think it would be one single event. I think that a couple of different events will take place, and over time we'll start to change and warp how we perceive things, and bam, civil war. I do think it'll happen in the next couple of years. I mean, I hope it doesn't, but with the way we're going. Again, though, you never know, man. It could be a buildup, like I just said, or it could be something that we see how silly it is, because let's be honest, the Civil War is fucking stupid. I agree with the notion that we need it because it'll teach us how to appreciate each other. But if we can't even get along, what makes you think that a battle to the, you know, the survival of the fittest is going to prove anything? Because even if the left or the right won, we're still going to have problems. There's still going to be people that just don't agree. And this goes back to what I say about free speech, or not free speech. I mean, kind of, but more about like this idea of world peace. I don't think we'll ever achieve it, because world peace is an idea that you do have to put in somebody's head and plant it. Some people, their brains just won't take that knowledge. Whether they agree or not, their brains just aren't capable of it. So what do you do next? Well, ideally, you try to force it, right? Well, then again, force is a fascist tactic, which also goes back to what we said, which is not everybody thinks the way you do.
And that's the thing. People say they want world peace. They don't. Because the only way world peace happens is that there's one singular person with unchecked, unmitigated authority.
And that's
literally murdering people to keep the peace. It's the only way it can happen. You don't want world peace.
Yeah, because again, that's a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a dictatorship. It's a dictatorship to force an idea on someone. That's fascism. That's dictatorship. So world peace is not the answer. I think the answer is respecting each other enough to get along. We don't have to hang out. We don't have to party together. We don't have to, I mean, realistically, dude, we just have to exist together. We have to coexist. I don't think we've done a good job at that, because again, and this is for both sides, I'm not shitting on just the left. The right does this too. You have to remember, not everybody thinks the way you do. So the best way about that is just be respectful to the best of your ability. I mean, there's some things that, like for me, dude, I've got no problem with trans people, dude. I talk to a trans guy every fucking day. I know that we have to coexist. I know that we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. We've been open about that. But we're able to coexist because he doesn't talk about his personal bullshit to me. I won't talk about mine to him. It's a simple, hello, how are you? What movies have you been watching? What books are you into? You know, shit like that. If we can understand that and have that agreement, that's fine. But the problem is we live in a society where we're pushing this notion that disagreeing is hate. I don't know why I did a fucking air quote, so please don't count me on that. But yeah, we like to think that disagreeing is, hey, that's the new message we're pushing, because it's part of this notion of forcing some sort of world peace on people. When you force something, it's not peaceful. So, and I know a lot of people are mad because there are people in this world that they believe in this idea of punch Nazis. Whatever, you know, like, if that's your prerogative, cool. The problem I have with that statement is it sounds like it's assuming that everybody's a Nazi. I'm sorry, but just because somebody didn't call you by your preferred pronoun, that does not mean they're a Nazi. It means they're trying to protect their own freedom.
The only people you're allowed to punch solely for their, for you disagreeing with them, is these math people. If you meet one of these maps, please stab them, bite them, assault them, run them over with your car. The world will thank you.
Kill them. No, dude, yeah, for real. Like, and this is, again, something that we always talk about on the show. There's a civil war going on in the LGBT alphabet community. There's a lot of them that are like, dude, this was just supposed to be about peace and pride. But now we have these big wigs that took over, and this is now a fucking corporate thing that gets put on Apple logos and, you know, like, hey, pride. But they're using it to make money off of people that are actual victims. And well, I was just going to say, now we have the whole minor attracted color, but there's a big group of people that are like, whoa, that ain't us. And so,
there's this lesbian lady on TikTok, and she's so funny. It wasn't supposed to be funny, but it was funny. She was like, guys, I'm really regretting fighting for gay rights.
And that's sad.
This was just supposed to be like, we can get married and like live by ourselves and not have to worry about stuff. Because you guys have taken this way too far. If I could go back in time, I would just shut up. But me and my girlfriend would just live in our house by ourselves and not get married because this is horrible.
It's sad you say that, dude, because I've met so many gay people and I've actually met trans people that feel the same way that like, dude, this sucks because, again, this was just so that they can come out and just talk about their stories, which is fine. I'm not against that at all. I may not partake. I may like, I'll see like an ad on fucking Hulu or whatever about someone coming out and it's an ad for like trans rights or whatever. I'll mute it or I'll skip it. Like, that doesn't mean I hate it. I'm just like, I'm not interested in that message. But I also, I'm not like trying to shit on it either. I am trying to shit on it when they're like, no, there is no such thing as male and female. Like, that's where we're going to have a problem. So
yeah,
it's one of those things, man, where, again, people don't understand that we're different. We're inherent. Look at us, man. We're best friends. We're brothers practically, but we're different. I mean, we have different views on shit, even though we're somewhat similar. But I think it's because we've figured out that even if we don't agree with each other on shit, that doesn't really affect us because it's not like you're not betraying who you are as a person by hanging out with people that you may not agree with. I think that's a good thing. I think you should hang out with people that are different than you because it can teach you a lot of things about them and their way of life that you may not have known about yourself. It might, like, you know, the same guy I was talking about earlier, the trans guy, he runs a coffee cart, and we'll talk off and on about different recipes for coffee, dude. Like, he's a fucking genius when it comes to that shit, and so I'm like, I don't even care if he's trans, dude. Like, he's got a good recipe. He knows what the fuck is up. He makes good coffee. So we get along in that aspect. But again, that's because we're not forcing our way of life on each other. We're just simply talking about something that we both indulge in. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is, again, bro, right back to what I was saying, it's like, dude, we like to live as if we all agree on the same thing, and we really don't. And I know that, man. Some of my closest friends are anti-everything that I am. But they know there's more to me than meets the eye, and that we're not here to talk about what foods we like. And you got to talk fuck in this room. But yeah, anyway, like I was saying, there's definitely room for peace. But the idea of world peace is impossible because, again, we just are not meant to get along. We really aren't, dude. I think maybe even back in the day of cavemen, dude, study that. There's tribes there. What does a tribe tell you? A group of people, right? When there's multiple tribes, what does that mean? Groups of people. So they might not agree on shit, but they know they have to coexist. So that's the problem. I think we're lacking the fact that we have to live together. And a lot of it is due because each person, each individual thinks that the way I live is how everyone else should live. That's just not how it works, man. Some people are different. Like, I have a neighbor that we get along, you know, we talk, but he does shit that I don't agree with. That's all. I'm not going to fucking force my way of life on him. I'm not going to criticize him unless he criticizes me. But we get along just fine. We're just two different people. I think if we can handle that, then we'll be fine. But your fucking liberal professors and your CNN and Fox News and all those motherfuckers are implementing this message that we can't get along because we don't agree. And that's fucking stupid.
Well, they make money from dividing people. Financially incentivized.
Yeah, I mean, if you really look at it, dude, each promotion that you watch for news or for humor or whatever, they're all trying to make money off of you. So, I mean, realistically, they don't give a fuck about you. I mean, they do to a certain degree, but you're a money sign to them. So they will spew whatever they can that will attract you. And because we have algorithms now, we know what attracts you. So, I mean, again, when you have those people trying to be your earpiece, that's the first problem. The second problem is following it religiously. Like I said, dude, I love Ben Shapiro. I love Michael Knowles. I fucking love Matt Walsh. I don't agree with probably half or most of what they say, but I agree with their message, which is like, dude, this is the greatest country in the world, and we're taking advantage by not noticing that and fucking fighting. But I agree with them in the sense that, like, dude, unfortunately, some of us have to fight because we are in a position where our fucking freedoms are at risk. Because, again, a group of people who think that we all think the same want to implement these rules and these laws, and that doesn't work. But it really just all depends, I guess, on who you ask. Because I'm a guy that's anti-abortion, whereas there's people that are pro-abortion. I think we could still get along if we just maybe don't talk about it. But yeah, we're in a society now where if you disagree, that's hate. So World War III is coming, and I think it's needed. Well, like I said, I think that a draft is needed, not necessarily World War III. World War III would be cool if it was something that was useful, such as knocking Russia off the map or China for that. But I get it. People don't think the way I do, so they're like, oh, no, my penis, no. But whatever, dude, whatever your prerogative is. Anyway, we're pretty much hitting it on time, so that's what she said. If you like what you heard here and you want to check out more, please find us on YouTube, Rumble, Apple fucking Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Anchor, which is going away, but we're on that too.
The I'm website, sure if you point a satellite in the right direction, you can pick us up.
That too, actually, yeah. I mean, we're pretty easily accessible fucking podcast. We're even on Pandora, believe it or not. If you're looking for us on YouTube, Rumble, and Instagram, or TikTok, or Facebook, just, it's at The Great Girth Podcast. Again, that's at The Great Girth Podcast. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and there's plenty more to come your way. The website is under review. Austin and I have a vision of how that's going to work. It's almost done, but give us some time on that. We're trying to create, innovate, whatever. We're growing, you're growing, because you're still listening to us. So thank you for that. More to come. Otherwise, I am Tony, one half of your favorite fat duo of the Great Girth Podcast, with my other half, Mr. Austin Rawls. Austin, buddy, had a pleasure, had fun. I don't know why I said it the way I just did, but it was kick-ass. Otherwise, buddy, I'll see you on the next one.
Adios.